Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs studio.
Oh my goodness me!
Here are David Basil.
He's got Vincent Ontaverano out.
Roger Scott.
I don't know Chicken Big Big Bay Ball Wall.
And Justin Moore.
That's how a pro chef would tell you to eat it.
No John Daly today. We had him yesterday. He's celebrating his 60th birthday. Told him welcome to the 60 Club, Roger, that the water was warm. And so, anyway, it's we'll visit with Rick Schaefer in just a second. The big stories, of course, is the Razorbacks getting the big kid, the big Finnish kid who's 7 foot tall and apparently now makes us number one class in America, recruiting class, in several of the polls, recruiting, mags and that kind of thing. I think we're second with one of those. But anyway, it looks on the paper, looks like a good class. I don't know sure if that's going to help us win, sure, get past the Sweet 16, but it's exciting when you get the top talent coming to Arkansas. The other story is the tennis story again. Yesterday they had a watch party. They're going to be playing, I think, Cornell. I think I'll go back and look at my notes. And it's this weekend.
Oh, wow.
It's down in Fort Worth. They're in the TCU bracket. TCU is the higher ranked of the...
Are Ivy League schools really good at tennis? It seems like they would be.
Well, it's like I would
think so.
It's like what you and I were talking about in the green room before the show, Christian, when Razorbacks and Cornell get together on the tennis court, you throw out the record book.
Razorbacks are 16-14. It's a Fort Worth regional that's hosted by TCU's number 6 overall. Arkansas plays Cornell Friday, 18-3. So you got that going on. You got this story of the quarterback from Texas Tech who is going into treatment for gambling, a gambling addiction. And boy, if you're Texas Tech, you're thinking, oh man, we're in trouble now. You know, first of all, you committed $5 million to the kid to come from Cincinnati. Then you wonder how many rules he's broke, NCAA rules he's broke by all his admission of gambling over the last 2-3 years, and it's easy to track, you know.
Yeah, and is there a clause in his contract? Because there's not that many clauses in his contract that say he has to give that money back if something goes on as well.
That's a good question.
So who knows?
The other thing is losing Jocelyn Robertson, who is the star, probably the biggest gymnastics star we've ever had in Arkansas. This would have been her junior year coming up. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure she's looking for opportunities, financial opportunities, and maybe she feels like they've hit a ceiling. But that's a major blow to the gymnastics program. So you have the tennis, you have the gymnastics, all the other good news on basketball. Let's bring in
a shout-out to a buddy, Joshua Kelly. You know Joshua. He and his wife, Ashley, and the Coons get together down to trivia on Thursday. He was just pointing out that the Green Lady in the Garlands of the Galaxy, Gamora.
Gamora.
Is that right?
That's correct.
Doesn't she have a sister?
She has a sister named...
Is she green or is she blue?
No, she's a robot.
She's an android or whatever.
She's silver.
All right.
It's National Superhero Day today. That's why we're talking about
it. Let's find out from the next guy.
I know.
It'll be fun.
Listen, mister.
Rick Schaefer on Morning Mayhem is brought to you by Edwards Food Giant. Edwards Food Giant, the meat people. Rick Schaefer is also brought to you by Bradford Marine and ATV. Bradford Marine and ATV has 7 statewide locations. Check out their new location in Mountain Home.
Good morning, Rick.
Morning, guys. Roger, that's a pretty funny line about Arkansas playing Cornell in tennis. Throw out the record books. I like that. And, of course, for Arkansas tennis, you can throw out the record books anyway.
That's where we're going.
And sing.
I think this is going to be one of our more important interviews with Rick, because nobody knows the history of Razorback tennis probably as well as you do, going back, obviously, probably the high point of tennis is back when in the 70s and 80s. And so you were there. So first of all, let's just talk about this whole situation. What are your thoughts, Rick?
Well, there are a lot of things go through my mind on this. Number one, I did research this, and to the best of my ability, I have not found that any other SEC school has cut any sports.
Okay.
That's alarming, because that means you're talking about Arkansas is so desperate to win in football that they are doing something that nobody else in the SEC, even others who are desperate, have not done yet. I think, and I shared this yesterday, If college sports is supposed to be what college sports is supposed to be, then that is a terrible thing to have happen.
Agreed.
Because college sports is supposed to be for the student athletes, which is still a term you can use, to be able to compete and represent your school in several sports. And it has always been that football is the breadwinner, but it has supported the rest of the sports. If at Arkansas, football and basketball can no longer support other sports, then you got a major problem. And you can say, yeah, okay, well, now we got the money to do football. Okay, because everybody loves football. How many people in our listening audience could even name one of the men's or women's tennis players?
Right.
Probably not many. But nonetheless, then you think also of the fact that I don't think this is the case at Arkansas, but it would be at several schools, that there are individual athletes who are being paid more than they spend on the entire men's and women's tennis program.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy, yeah.
And so all of that says that's not a good deal. So if you're going to be a college sports program, that is not a good move. If you are a business, then basically you should have five or six sports at the most, because then football could support everything and basketball could support everything. And basically with the revenue they make from those two sports, and it used to be baseball was revenue. Evidently it's not anymore. It doesn't make
losing
money anymore.
Losing $3 million. Yeah.
Yeah. That was a surprise, yeah. But it's still such a popular sport and sells out. You'd have to keep it. But through the business model, that's the way it should be. So the question is a college athletic program, is it part of the school or is it a business? Mm-hmm. And if it's business, then tennis won't be the last.
Yeah, sure.
And so the next question is, the NCAA currently requires 16 sports to be Division I. That puts Arkansas at 17. So I got to believe there's another sport that's going to be on the chopping block soon. The SEC, when Arkansas came in, I don't know if this is still the case or not, but they required two more women's sports than men, and that's to try and neutralize football, which has more scholarships than anything, and give women an opportunity. If that's still the case, then you could chop one. What happened when Arkansas went in the SEC in the 90s, they only had one more women's sport than men, so they dropped men's swimming. So that's the last time a sport was dropped. The only other time that I am even aware of that a sport was dropped at Arkansas, and I do not know the history of this, but somewhere around 1930, baseball was dropped. Mm-hmm. And somewhere in the late 1940s, it was reinstated. So that's it as far as dropping sports. The other thing, and Clay Henry wrote this column, and I was thinking it before I even read his column, I know donors are forgotten once they're gone.
Mm-hmm.
George and Boyce Billingsley were enormous contributors to the athletic department. George Billingsley loved tennis. And David, I'm guessing you at least knew who George Billingsley
was.
Because every year back when you couldn't pay athletes, after the senior years, all these Razorback clubs would host events,
yep,
where they could reward players after their career was over. George Billingsley in Bella Vista hosted the one for all the out-of-state seniors.
It's the one I always, Roger, it's the story I always talk about, Sam Walton slipping me a $100 handshake,
yeah,
which was legal at the
time.
That's
where that was?
Yeah. That's where that was.
Oh.
That was it was him that did that. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and George was a big Razorback booster. Just about anything Coach Broyles asked him to do, he would do. And George ran a company called International Tours, which was a touring business. But he quietly, very few knew about this, he did all this work for Sam Walton, went overseas, helped build their businesses. So he was a multi-millionaire. And he loved giving to Arkansas. Well, the tennis facility is the George and Boyce Billingsley Tennis Facility. What are you going to do with that? Turn it into intramurals? And I don't know about his descendants. I don't know if they're still here in the area. But that has got to be a shock to them to see that happen. And so now you could make the other argument, if this is true, that out of all the men's and women's tennis players currently at the University of Arkansas, only one of them is from the United States.
Mm-hmm.
So you could say, really? So you're building a program for foreign students? So you could make a lot of arguments on that, and maybe that wasn't good either, but that's what it takes to be competitive in tennis. So I've just rambled on all of that, but I think it's
You're doing that in women's golf, too. But, you're no complaints there with women's golf.
That's right. That's
you're,
right.
You're winning.
That's right. Know. But I think it's a total shock to the system. And if you read Clay Henry's story on talking to Robert Cox and all, you know, you're talking about a lot of people impacted. And, yes, in the late 70s and 80s, Arkansas was really good.
Yeah.
I mean, they were and they might have had a couple international players, but most of them were from the United States.
It was Chip. I couldn't think of his last name.
Chip Hooper,
yeah. Remember, yeah, All-American? Yep.
Yeah, and he got all the way to the NCAA semifinals, and then Pat Serrett and Peter Dewin,
who went
won
Arkansas
the national championship, doubles championship. But our Arkansas had teams that consistently got to the top 16 of the national tournament, frequently got to the top 8, and I think one time got to the semifinals. So, at any rate, I know past is past, and there are those... Was it Justin Moore on this show? Said his daughter asked him one time, has Arkansas ever been any good at football?
Right.
So I know past is past, and you can't recreate that. But I think that is a... If that is not an indication of what NIL is doing to college athletics, if Arkansas is the only school to drop sports, I will be shocked. I've got to think that there are other athletic departments all over the country thinking... We're going to have to consider that as well.
Well, I'd heard through the grapevine yesterday that Cox and others were trying to rally to say, "Wait a minute, you know, we haven't nobody brought us in. We, you know, we could have helped raise this money." Maybe a moot point, but that's also part of the issue too. You know, Hunter Yurchik has no connection to this university. I mean, he doesn't have any history, and so that's why you fired Kevin Traynor. He didn't care. I mean, really, he's a number. You know, he's doing what he thinks is his job, which is fine. But there's no connection, and the question is, should there be? I think there should be. I think there's something to be said for legacy and history. And if that's what he felt like he needed to do, that's fine. My question is this: did he do his due diligence to make sure and talk to everybody? Did you know? Is there, you know, 70? The program's been around what, 70 years? Did he talk to others? Say, could we find ways to save it? You know, is there a way to do that? And apparently, here's the other thing: just the optics, Rick. How in the world do you announce that Friday when they're getting ready to do their watch party 3 days later? You know, you wait till the season's over. Just from a PR standpoint, wait till it's over.
What does it do you
to do that now? I don't know.
Also do that when you've got all these former athletes on campus. You know, Robert Cox found out when he was ready to tee off for the golf tournament with the former athletes.
So
that's a tough thing too. I can't speak to all that. I think any athletic director, Randy and I have discussed this long before this happened, can it be any fun to be an athletic director? I cannot imagine it is at any school. And I think just because someone doesn't have a tie to the school doesn't mean they can't do well. I think Jeff Long administratively did some things very well. But he, like you're just talking, I don't know about Hunter's connections. Jeff Long was connected only to the highest donors.
Yeah.
And did he know many people around the state? Not that I know of. And if Jeff thought you could do something for him, he was shaking your hand any time. If he didn't, he ignored you.
Well, and let me say this. Yeah.
Maybe the same with Hunter. I don't know.
Yeah. And that, you know, you make the good point. I'm not saying you can't do a good job. Not being from here. I'm not from here. But my point is, he doesn't have that connection, and that's part of his... Again, the example was Kevin Traynor as an example. Do you find a way to keep that guy if you know the history of this program? You do. That's my only contention. Do you have to? No, listen. He didn't have. He could care. Listen, if he feels his job is to run this organization when it needs to be run and he needs to get rid of tennis, that's what he should do. But I think there's more to it. I think one of the things that's been a knock against him is his inability to maybe raise money. That's been a struggle. So maybe instead, maybe like you said, reach out and find more people. Help me out there, y'all. Well, you guys want to do this thing? I need help raising money. You know, help me accomplish these goals. You know,
but you raise money by building relationships.
That's right. That's what I'm saying.
And reach out. Coach Broyles, he was magnificent at that, and he built relationships and never asked. Unless it was really needed. He didn't ask Bud Walton for the money.
Right.
Bud Walton asked him, what's it going to take to be competitive in basketball? What's it going to take? And Coach Broyles explained to him the design for Barnhill Arena to raise it to 12,000. He said, and Bud said, Well, what would it take to build a new arena? Coach Burrell said $30 million. He says, well, I'll give you $15. And you know, he didn't even have to ask. He went to the Reynolds Foundation when Arkansas was doing its first expansion in football before the 2000 season, and he didn't even know what to ask for. He's sitting there thinking, okay, what's this all going to cost? And they just said, well, here, we'll give you $20 million. Because he had those relationships with people before he went in and asked. I've asked, how many times have I asked on the radio, you may not listen to our show, where are Rob and Jim Walton?
Where are they?
Yeah. Rob Walton is worth $141 billion. He owns the Denver Broncos. He owns a 40% of the Arizona Diamondbacks. He owns 10% now of the Colorado Rockies. He owns a cricket team in India, $1.3 billion. Somebody can't get him to give $1 billion to the University of Arkansas? Yeah. He's 81 years old. What's he going to do with $141 billion?
Wow.
His grandkids are taken care of. Everybody's taken care of in his family, and nobody can go to him and convince him that, and he is an Arkansan. Now, he may not be a big Razorback fan, but he is an Arkansan.
Right.
Can you not convince him that for the state of Arkansas, this would be a legacy? Bud Walton Arena's basketball, it should be Sam Walton Razorback Stadium.
Yeah.
Can nobody convince him of that? But it's all about relationships. I guarantee you, if Coach Broyles were alive today and was athletic director, one of those Waltons, Rob or Jim, would have been given $1 billion, the athletic department, because Coach Broyles would figure out the need and how to get it done.
Well, and wasn't it true that Bud said, I'll give you half? So Frank had to go out and get the other half.
Yeah.
That's those relationships.
But
I know you're not saying, hey, try to demand all these folks.
No. You can't demand anything.
Well, a bad choice of words.
You got to make them want to.
Well, and you can't. Yeah, exactly. We can't sit here and, well, I won't even get into it. It's a tough job to tell somebody how to spend their money. Although, we would like for that to happen. I'm sure the Waltons are hit up because they're all over the world for everything. And that cricket gig, I think that was just in the last month or so that they spent that kind of money on.
That's right.
So my deal is the NIL money, or the NIL can't take this money, so where does it go? What does Hunter Yurchek do with that money?
Oh, with tennis?
Yeah, the tennis money.
He's going to cover a deficit. That was an interesting statement, saying it's going to be spread throughout the athletic department.
Okay.
It's going to keep the athletic department from losing money.
Okay.
You know, it's interesting because they had the story where in, 2024, 25 was it, that they had the surplus. It's because the SEC gave extra money to everybody out of its coffers, but that's extra money you're not going to get every year. Arkansas would have been, I think, 1.5, something like that, million in the black without that money.
Okay.
So now you're without that money, and costs have gone up, and let's face it. Here's the other thing: it's very sad. There's not a lot of optimism about football right now.
No.
And so now I hope there will be. I enjoyed watching the game. The two things that I gained from it were they look like they're a little bit more fundamentally sound.
Right.
Only three penalties in the entire thing, and the first one didn't happen until there was 3.5 minutes to go in the what amounted to the second quarter, which was the game, and only one turnover, and that was a miss. The receiver went the wrong way, and so if Arkansas is better fundamentally and doesn't turn the ball over, then can they win six games and get to a bowl game? Yes, but do you think there are people in Arkansas? I know that there's still an optimism out there. It's a great optimistic state. But how many people think that within 5 years Arkansas is going to be in the playoff? I'm guessing the percentage would be very small. And so, therefore, if you don't have that optimism in football, that's where you get your funding. And I know TV's a lot and radio and all that kind of stuff, but you got to sell tickets. And so that's a big deal too. And so they're looking at where can they cut expenses?
Well,
and tennis happened to be where they cut expenses.
Let's bring in Justin Moore, who did his part. And by the way, we've got an echo, I think, at Rick. I don't know. It's on your end. I don't know what we need to do, Roger, but some people are hearing.
Listen, I hate to shrug my shoulders. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, Trey Biddy had that yesterday, and I told him he shouldn't be doing his show from the Alps.
Good morning, Justin. How are you?
I'm good, guys. How y'all doing?
Good, yeah.
Now, Justin Moore got one of the great introductions ever from Quinn Grovey. I don't know if he heard it or not because he wasn't on stage yet, but Quinn just absolutely went overboard talking about how wonderful you are, Justin. And I got to hear your first three songs before I had to go to the radio. So I think it's great that you were there, and I was blessed to get to hear you sing Saturday.
Well, thanks, Rick. I'm glad you enjoyed it for a bit there. It was fun, man. It was what a perfect weather day.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it was a 10.
Yeah, I mean, Chamber of Commerce weather, I'm telling you. It was amazing, and I thought it was a pretty good turnout, you know. These spring games used to be, seems to me, rather, that they used to be a much bigger deal than they are now, and that seems to be across the board, at least to me. Mm-hmm. But I enjoyed it, saw some stuff that I thought was really good, and some stuff that, you know, I'm like, I don't know. Let's see. Maybe
it was nothing
better
spectacular.
In the fall. You know,
yeah,
it was
nothing spectacular.
It was just very vanilla. You know, as you guys obviously know are aware of. But I thought it was a good day. It was fun. It was for myself personally. It was nice to get to meet Coach for a bit. Seems like a really good guy and solid dude. And so yeah, it was good.
Yeah, he had a chance to go on the bus with Justin, and he was on the show with us on Friday. And Rick, he's saying all the right things, so I give him credit for that. And that's all you can do. I don't know if we have the Jimmys and the Joes, as I mentioned yesterday, to be able to beat some of the teams we're going to play. I think we're going to be, as a whole, a better coach team. I think the coaching staff from top to bottom is doing a better job, as you said, fundamentals. Mm-hmm. Going back one quick second. Of course, you know what Justin was doing was giving back. So, you know, Justin's done that quite a bit for the program. You know, I understand, again, you know, Hutter's trying to figure out a way to make this work financially.
Yeah.
But you know what? I'm almost looking around going, How do you continue to look and deal with all these programs? Like we're shocked that baseball's losing $3 million, basketball's losing $5 million, track's losing $9 million, and I get maybe
you're talking female basketball.
Yes, I'm sorry, FEMA. Okay, thank you. Yeah. And you know, listen, so it seems like this $1.5 million is really just sort of chump change. It's like, wait a minute, we got to figure out a way to stop from losing $9 million in track and field. How in the world do we do that? I mean, is there any answer? I don't know, but that's almost a bigger thing to go, wait a minute, you're cutting sports, it's $2 million, but you got to track and field, it's losing $9 million a year.
Well,
you know, it's crazy.
That's where I said, if you were running it strictly as a business, you weren't a school, strictly a business, you'd have five sports. And you'd only have two women's sports to say you had women's sports, because none of them make revenue.
Right, right.
But your football then would be able to more than carry if you were just doing five sports, and basketball does well too. So that's what you would do as a business, you're right. And yet track, men's and women's combined, have won 55 national championships. So what are you going to do? If your tennis players who've built that program are upset, I'm telling you, you might have a major rebellion with all the track guys that would come back and say, and you're cutting what John McDonald did? And give Lance Harder credit. He won 7 national championships. So how can you cut that program if, again, it's college athletics? If you've turned college athletics into professional athletics, then yes, you got to just done.
I will say this: there's a lot of complaints about the money, you know, that goes with college football. But on the other hand, college football is underwriting. Is basically, if it weren't for college football raising $30 million in the black, it would be even worse. You know, that would be
it's the NCAA's fault. Football players and basketball players should have been paid something long ago.
Right.
They could have put a cap on it. Say if they'd have said $10,000 a year, we're going to give you over scholarship. Everybody would have jumped for joy.
You kidding? You betcha. Yeah. I do want to thank Bradford Marine and Edwards Food Giant for sponsoring Rick. Some great dialogue, and thanks for all your insight and conversation, Rick. We appreciate it, buddy. Have a great day.
All right, y'all have a wonderful Tuesday.
Thanks, Rick.
Thank you
too.
Sorry about that, but you know what the deal is on that echo.
I'm sorry, I can't answer.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's right outside my range.
To have Justin back with us. When we come back, we'll talk about the new recruit that was signed. We'll talk about the gymnast we lost. We've got a lot of action coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. DJ Gasso, the hitting coach for the Razorback softball team. We've got a couple legislators that are playing softball for a great cause as well. Who's singing this right here, Raj?
Barrett Strong.
That's good stuff right there. All right, don't go away. It is 7:30.
Nolan Souza, Drive Time Sports each week, brought to you by Seth Board with Shelter Insurance on Main Street in Jacksonville. Call Seth today for all your insurance needs, 501-982-6465.
This is SportsCenter.
In Major League Baseball, the Dodgers became the second team to reach 20 wins last night by beating the Marlins 5-4. They joined the Braves, who got their 20th win on Sunday. Arkansas baseball returns to the diamond tonight for a two-game midweek series against Northwestern State. This will be their final midweek games of the year. They'll host 17th-ranked Ole Miss for a three-game series starting Friday. Tonight's first pitch is set for 6. Radio coverage can be heard on the Buzz. And the Arkansas Travelers get their six-game road series against the Wichita Windsurge started tonight. They're riding a four-game win streak into the matchup. First pitch is set for 6:05. Radio coverage can be heard on 106.7 Buzz 2. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Pat Walker.
Today is an Arkansas Storm Team Alert Day. More strong to severe storms are likely this afternoon. 80% chance of rain, a high of 80 here in Little Rock. Please be weather aware. Tonight, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, although tonight I don't expect any storms to be severe anymore. We'll have a low of 62. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Fletcher Dodge wants to buy your car. We'll buy any make or model, and we'll pay you more than anyone else. Please, turn your old car into cash at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? I'm Wes Moore. Coming up Tuesday on Out of Bounds, we'll take a look at Arkansas Northwestern State. Diamond Hogs got a midweek game with Northwestern State Tuesday and Wednesday. We'll preview that for you. Plus, Matt Zimmerman will join us at 2:10. We'll get his thoughts on the Razorbacks' new flying fin. We'll see how he fits in with the team and what else Arkansas needs to get. Also coming up, we'll talk about the NBA playoffs and much more. Join us Tuesday for Out of Bounds.
Every time you drive through a work zone, it's not just cones and signs out there. It's real people doing their jobs, trying to get home at the end of the day. In Arkansas, many transportation workers have been tragically killed or injured serving our state, with families whose lives are changed forever. All because the driver, even for a second, stopped paying attention. It only takes a quick glance at your phone to change everything. And keep in mind, that's not just dangerous, it's also a moving traffic violation. Speeding's another big one. Those reduced speed signs aren't there for decoration, they're put there to protect lives. And if the workers are present, those fines are doubled. Bottom line, there's zero tolerance for reckless or distracted driving in work zones. Law enforcement's out there, and they will pull you over. Keep in mind, most work zones are only a few miles long. Slowing down and staying focused for that stretch? It's really not asking much. Because at the end of the day, whether you're behind the wheel or working on the road, we're all just trying to make it home. Slow down. Phone down. A message from the Arkansas Department of Transportation.
Hey, it's Christian Weaver. Let's clear something up real quick. There's this big myth out there that if your knees, hips, or shoulders hurt bad enough, surgery is your only option. A lot of people just accept that. But here's the truth. Surgery is not the only path to joint pain relief. QC Kinetics specializes in treatments that help your body revitalize damaged joint tissue naturally. That means no surgery, no pain pills, and no downtime. And check this out. Not only are they the nation's leader in regenerative therapy, they're also right here in Little Rock. They've already helped thousands of people, and it all started with a free consultation. Come in, talk about the pain you're dealing with and what you've tried before. They explain what's going on inside your joints and walk you through your options. No pressure, no obligation. Before you assume surgery is the answer, get the facts with a free consultation. Call QC Kinetics today, 501-393-1159. Appointments are filling up fast, so don't wait. Call 501-393-1159. That's 501-393-1159.
This is Quinn Grovey, and you're listening to Morning Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
Can't roller skate in a buffalo herd. Can't roller skate in a buffalo herd. Can't roller skate in a buffalo herd. But you can be happy if you've a mind to. All you got to do, set your mind to it. Knuckle down, buckle down, do it, do it, do it.
Outstanding.
Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug.
right. It's 7:35.
Burns your tummy, don't you know? Chug-a-look, chug-a-look.
Morning Mayhem, fully assembled. I'm David Bowser. That's Roger Scott in the main studio. Justin Moore out at Poen. More at the bottom of Moore Mountain.
And if you didn't know we were fully assembled, just by you saying that, you could obviously go to our stream and you can see that Christian has a quad box up that fits everybody there.
Christian Weaver producing.
What's the elevation of Moore Mountain?
I think it's just above sea level.
10 or 20,000.
Wow.
Justin, did you get a chance? Once the concert was done, did you walk over there and get a chance to watch any practice, or did you have to get in the bus and go?
Yeah, I walked over and I probably got to watch maybe half, something like that. Yeah.
So what were your sort of takeaways from practice?
I feel like we got some skill on offense at those skill positions. You know, I thought the backs
looked good.
I mean, it's so hard to tell with the way they had it formatted it also. But, I thought the backs looked pretty decent. I thought the O-line looked pretty decent. The receivers outside of...
C.J. Brown.
Two or three drops, I thought looked good. I think that room's actually a pretty good room.
That's what he said. Yeah, that's what he
sneakily.
Said on Saturday.
Let's see. I don't know. We thought, was it last year or the year prior maybe, that our defensive line was going to be like much improved and really, really good, and it didn't pan out. I'm hopeful that it's not like that this year, because I thought, some of those guys look good too, but we got to see if it translates in the SEC. I don't know.
What was the attendance like?
Yeah, I didn't. Was it 10,000, 15,000?
Was it actually 10,000, 15,000?
Boy, it didn't look like it to me, but I would have guessed probably
five,
half of that, maybe. The parking lot was super full, Baz, prior to the game.
Yeah, it looked good. It looked good.
But you put them in a 80,000 capacity stadium, it did not look good. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But there might have been 5,000. I would guess.
I thought one of the things I know you enjoyed doing, Roger, was I love being able to sort of be a bridge for Justin and some of his favorite players. D-Mac wanted to come here and play, a couple years ago at the Amp, and Justin got him on stage. And then to see when Scotty Thurman came on that bus, I'm not sure who was more tickled about that, you or JR, and even though JR's an Alabama fan. But, young Justin, youngster Justin grew up, idolizing guys like him. And he was so nice.
Oh, yeah.
Scotty was so nice, and he enjoyed getting to hear about what you were saying about the bus and your career, too.
Yeah, he's a super nice guy. He and I have known each other now for, 7, 8, 10 years. Been around each other a number of times. He's always been
super nice,
just as kind and sweet, and as is his wife, and just seem like great, great people and great ambassadors for the state and the program.
Yeah, he wanted to hear you sing. He wanted to get on the bus and see what the bus. It is Raj. It's a different.
I think you nudge these guys a little.
No. No, I really.
I don't know how badly they really want to see.
No, it's not true. Justin. He reached out to me. He said, "Are you going to spring practice?" I said, "Yeah." And he said, "He said, are you going to Justin's concert?" And I said, "Yeah." And I said, "Would you like?" I didn't even give him. I wanted to go and say, "Would you like to?" To go back and see, Justin's bus and see what it's like. Because, everybody, that's a whole nother world. People don't really know unless they've been on that before. And anyway, he was just super nice, of course. And then he goes down to Pine Bluff with his wife, Regina, and Regina's brother went to the Jefferson County Sports Hall of Fame. That was a good deal. So
that's right.
Yeah. Anyway, concert sounded good. Scotty got up there and called the Hogs. It was a great day.
Thanks.
He said the weather was good. And Hunter was there, of course.
Couldn't have been better.
Yeah, Hunter was just announced the tennis thing going on, and I wasn't going to say a word to him about that. And so you got that going on, and then we got. Hey, by the way, just to talk with Steve Shields. So the new kid, the Finnish kid, the 7-footer, Justin, we got the commitment from yesterday. Christian, would you like to knock his name?
Mika Mirnin.
So his dad played at ULR under Steve Shields. So We're going to get Steve.
Is that right?
Yeah, so we're going to get Steve on the phone at 9 and sort of find out the scoop. Now Christian gave us some interesting info. I watched some film on him yesterday, and he's
explosive.
He's a really...
These are highlights. Yeah. You're supposed to look good.
That's right. He looks like he's Wembanyama a little bit, the fact that he's long-armed, long-legged, and he looks bigger than everybody on the court. Skinny. But you said that he's had some trouble with his...
He's been kicked off of multiple teams or been asked to leave. He's left, like, 5 teams that he's been on.
Wow. No red flag there.
Yeah, he got kicked off the U18 finish team. They ended up sending him to the senior team because he is that talented. Also his coach with Partizan this year, Partizan Belgrade in Serbia.
I just like hearing Christian say
he had the basketball IQ of a 13-year-old. So
Shot.
Ooh.
There's some rough around the edges, but the talent is for sure there.
You know, the other part of that is just, and I'm not saying it for any other reason. I didn't want to interrupt what Rick was talking about when he's talking about, one of the reasons to not spend money on the tennis team is because of foreigners. Well, this kid is.
Yeah, yeah.
It just depends. It all depends on what we want. And Baz, to your point about the timing on that, I heard about it from one of the cats that was, reading the news and everything the other day
about
on the internet
thing.
About the tennis being let go. But how many people, what's the percentage of people who even knew that? You did. You're aware of it. You're more aware of it. Christian probably is. That he got rid of the tennis. He's getting rid of tennis.
Yeah.
That they're in the
tournament.
No, they're in the tournament. There's got to be a ton of people that just skip that part of the paper.
Sure.
But one of the people that we know, now I don't know her, but isn't she a very good friend of the Hatchers, a former tennis player that's on the pickleball?
Yeah, Paula Jules.
That's right. Yeah. That's one of the folks that I think about when I go with the tennis, because I don't know of anybody, but I don't know how many people actually knew that.
But to
flick it off.
One other thing, Roger, and we'll get Kyle here in just
a second. I want to say that I'm excited that we got him, though.
Yeah. So what I was saying, Justin, is that this is the same sort of MO that some of the Kentucky fans had about Cal. Cal had like 6 number one classes in 8 years at Kentucky, and he brought in the most exciting players, but the teams would not always get to the finish line because they might have been missing somebody. And the question was, I think everybody was hoping we could get a bigger body, maybe a truer, more...
Well, they still got a couple of spots.
If they can find anybody. That's at this point.
It's looking like now that we're going to get the
young kid.
Akizi is his last name.
The 17-year-old.
Reclassifying, and he's the number one center in the country,
but
in high
young.
School.
He's young. You know, that's it. So,
so was Darius.
I'm just being the devil's advocate here because he's going to get the most exciting players. He's going to get the Darius Acuffs. But it looked like,
you've also got, right now, composite ranking, we have the number one class in the nation.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we talked
about
that yesterday.
And we do have some age, like the two transfers before, I think one of them's a junior, maybe both of them. And then you got Richmond, who's more than likely going to come back, I would say, which is a lot of experience,
but Justin, didn't we say though? Hey, we need a bigger presence. The two guys.
I don't care about their age. I want the most talented kids. Personally,
I'm with you there. And I think that this team will be very exciting to watch. But I don't think we have addressed the concerns that we've been stating.
Yeah, I think it's going to be
the front court. Yeah. But I think they're on a couple. There's also a guy from Florida who won a national championship with them last year. He's another 7-footer.
He would be a good get.
They're on it. I just don't think they've. I don't think they've locked it up yet.
It's looking like we're going to land though, Obina Ekezie Jr., who's...
And we hope he's a superstar as a freshman, as a young kid. I'm not saying you can't be a superstar, but it's just...
How many superstars has Cal had as a freshman? Because it's been a hell of a lot.
Yeah. Again, that's not the question. He's always going to do that. That's Cal. He attracts those kind of guys. But we just... is the one piece of the puzzle, that big man... If we just, I hope we find him. I mean, that's, I think that's.
They're on a couple. Yeah. They're on a couple. Don't worry. Don't you worry your pretty little head.
Let's squeeze in Kyle. Kyle, real quick, go ahead.
Hey, dadgummit, nervous, but I called in to talk to Justin for a second. I actually think I remember singing against him in choir. I graduated from Whitehall in 2001.
I got you, man. We didn't even have choir. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I remember you from. And when you were on the show and stuff, but huge fan, kind of an idol of mine.
Thanks, man.
I've got a song that I wrote called I Can Fly, and I've sang it at a few funerals, and everybody keeps asking me, you know, when I die, I want that sung at my funeral. And is there any way possible? I mean, a clubhouse don't get fed. I do live in Grant County these days for the past 12 years, and yes, I'm trying to relate to you.
Nice.
How can I get that song in front of you, man? Anyway, whatever Joe got with a good song could get it in front of you.
Drop it at the store in Poen or at the diner or something.
Yeah, drop it at they go by Highway 270 Grill once a week over there in Poen. Yeah. Thanks, Kyle. We got to run.
Thanks, Kyle. Appreciate the kind words.
All right, we'll be back in just a minute. Don't go away.
The low rates are coming.
What are you talking about, Roger?
I'm letting everybody know that the summer auto loan special from Alcor Community Federal Credit Union is about to start, and this year they're offering historically low rates.
Alcoa always offers great rates for their summer special, but historically low?
That's right, baby bubba. This summer is America's 250th birthday, and to celebrate, Alcor Community FCU is offering auto loan rates for as low as 1.776% APR.
Wow, those are some historic rates.
In addition to the historically low rates, no payment due for 90 days.
So crazy low rates and no car payment due for the whole summer?
Plus, you can get financing for up to 84 months.
How do I get started?
This offer is valid for 2024, 25, and 26-year models, brand new or refinance the ride you already have. To get started, go to alcoacommunityfcu.org, apply securely online, call, or stop by any branch.
You're right, Raj. This is historic. How long does this offer last?
May 1st through the end of August.
Roger, we need to let everybody know.
The low rates are coming. The low rates are coming.
Hello, folks. It's Frank Fletcher from the Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram store right here in Sherwood. Well, you know, I looked this up, and we've been in business since 1989. That's a long time. You know, many dealers have come and gone. We believe our pricing policy and our service after the sale have served us well. As you know, folks, we post our sale prices, which we call green tags, right on the windshield. This way, everyone gets the same price, and there's no hoops or no negotiations to jump through to get to the bottom line. I don't like saying so many thousands off. That's very confusing. Off of what? And does that affect my interest rate? So I like to keep things simple. My promise is this. We will not be undersold. We value your time and your decision. Come visit us in Sherwood on Roarden Road or check us out with our green tag pricing on FletcherDeals.com. Thank you.
Jake Owen. Yeah, caught up in a southern summer, barefoot blue. Live in concert. Do you close your eyes? Does it make you laugh? Do the memories take you back?
One night only.
Way back when I was Jack.
June 4th, Saracen Casino Event Center. Sunshine. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.
I can't be alone.
Don't miss Jake Owen live.
The Butcher Shop Steakhouse has always been your favorite go-to for those nights out with family and friends. But did you know they're also now open for lunch Tuesday through Friday from 11 till 2? And with a full menu featuring tenderloin salads, fried catfish, those famous shaved prime rib sandwiches, and everyone's favorite steak burgers. So whether it's dinner plans, watching the big games in the bar, or now even for lunch, it can all be found at the Butcher Shop Steakhouse.
This is Justin Akery. If shoulder or elbow pain is affecting your daily life, the fellowship-trained physicians at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health are here to help. They offer advanced care for injuries, arthritis, rotator cuff problems, and more, helping you feel better, move better, and get back to everyday life. Call 501-686-TOSH today to schedule your appointment. That's 501-686-8674. The doctor will see you now.
This is Mark Miller for Parker Cadillac, and I couldn't have done this for almost 20 years and not deliver on what we're offering. When you shop Parker Cadillac, you're not just getting a great price. You're getting exceptional customer service. We've got something for every budget, but most importantly, we're offering you a first-class buying experience on the absolute highest quality of pre-owned and certified vehicles, with 2 years of complimentary oil changes absolutely free. It's time to expect more from your auto dealer. It's time you let Parker Cadillac put you in a vehicle today. Shop online at parkerspecials.com or give us a call, 501-224-2400.
This is Trey Schapp. Tune in each Friday morning at 5:30 right here on The Buzz as I bring you From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health, Orthopedics, and Sports Medicine. If you like to hear interesting stories about the game of golf, this is for you. You can also find it wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody, this is NFL Hall of Famer Dan Hampton, and I love hanging out with Baz and the boys on The Buzz. Tune in every morning so you can get the news just like I do.
When I was a kid, my father told me, never hit anyone in anger unless you're absolutely sure you can get away with it.
All right, 7:52, coming up at 8:05, DJ Gasso, hitting coach for the U of A softball team. They get ready to go against number 4 Texas and then the SEC tournament. Could this be the year they get to Oklahoma City in the World Series? I think they got a shot at it. This is from top to bottom, probably the best hitting team we've seen in the 5 years we've been covering them. And I'm talking about just from the leadoff to number 9. So we'll see what DJ has to say about that. Also, House Speaker Brian Evans and Senate President Bart Hester will be dropping by. They got a big fundraiser tomorrow night for a couple great causes. Chuck Gatlin's coming by, Raj.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Got to play a little Family Feud, brought to you by Southern Bank. Also, too, we're going to visit with Steve Shields, who coached Kimo. Is that right, Christian? Kimo
I would guess Kimo.
Kimo Murnin.
Kimo gives me, bad thoughts.
Are you saying Theron? You're saying Theron?
Justin, this is hilarious. Somebody just put on our Middleton Heat name text. What did they say, Roger?
Highway 270 Grill is about to get 500 songs dropped off of Justin.
That's pretty funny. I didn't think about that.
Can I tell you, Justin, and I know this happens to you quite a bit, because, Roger, our last show we were at Oaklawn, and a fine guy stopped. I'm like, so he did stop by, and he had both the lyrics and the audio of the song that he'd written that he wanted you to hear. And, so I imagine a lot of folks, everybody dreams of writing a great song, and I'm sure this is something you get on a regular basis, don't you? People that are wanting to share.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, it's, hey, I appreciate people.
Yeah, you bet. Have a dream and,
giving it a shot,
Yeah. Let's squeeze in Todd real quick. He's got a comment. Todd, what you got?
Hey, I just wanted to say to Justin, my family went up to the spring game this weekend, and I really appreciated you and your band doing the concert up there, and the songs were all great, but you really, really rocked it on With a Little Help from My Friends, man. Oh. Y'all were jamming on that.
Oh, man, I appreciate it. Awesome. Thank you very much. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Oh, it was great. Appreciate you.
Thanks, Todd. Yeah, Justin, we do it all the time. We say that, you've got your 14 number one hits, but we love it when you cover stuff. It just hits a different, you play classic songs, and that's one of the ones you do a good job with. I got to ask you this, though. Yeah. We brought this up earlier. Roger and Christian had heard of this. I have not. So I saw a study today. What percentage of people eat the salt at the bottom of a pretzel bag? First, I'll ask you, Justin, do you eat the salt? And you have to do all of it. But
do you eat pretzels?
Do you eat pretzels? And when you do you go to the bottom of the bag to eat the salt, like an extra French fry in the bottom of a fast food bag?
I just straight salt.
Yep.
No. I'm a guy who uses way too much salt, but I've never dreamed of just eating pure salt.
I said it to Roger. No, I was the same way, Justin. I looked at Roger and he goes, yeah, I do it. And then Christian goes, I do it too. So 32.
Wow. I said I don't do it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said you did. 32% of the people they polled do it. 32%. I mean,
it's never crossed my mind.
And Roger,
to be honest with you,
do you do that on any whatever the pretzel form you have?
Yeah, I don't do it with Funyuns. I don't do it with Doritos. I just do it with the pretzel.
Yeah, it can be any kind of pretzel. It can be
mainly. I like the rods.
Yes, the rods are better than the. Yes,
the rods.
I agree.
So they're larger crystals, and they are a different flavor. I don't think they're Himalayan.
You know what? I'll actually agree with you.
Okay,
The larger crystals, I will do that with.
So I
think Samantha has four different salts.
When I first heard that, I thought they were talking about the ones you get at ballparks, the big ones.
You know what? That too.
Yeah,
that's what I thought. Yeah,
different salt.
Yeah.
Oh, you're not just picking it up and, you know, the bag.
I'm not
of
tilting the bag.
The bag of Doritos or the bag of Funyuns, you're going to pick up and tip that because those are crumbs of the chip. But the salt, you moist your finger. You pop it into the corner of the bag. Carefully bring it out, like in the game operation, so that your finger does not touch either side of the bag.
Strong.
I want you to try.
Strong. Also, it's National Superhero Day. No joke. Justin, beside number 53 with a neck roll that you idolized as a little kid that you used to watch films of, what is the superhero of choice when Justin Moore was growing up?
It's really been more so as an adult that I've gotten into superheroes because of the
Marvel
movies.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but my favorite, I think, is Batman, but Iron Man's a close second.
That's Roger. That was Roger's number one.
Well, Batman, no. It's a different Batman. He's talking about
it's
Batman.
Batman. Batman's Batman.
I just mean the character, period.
Batman Adam West is who I grew up with. The other ones are all dark.
You can go 60s
my
Batman.
My Batman Adam West would fit right in with the fun of your Marvel.
Yeah. But anyway, if you have today, it's the Batman. Batman.
It's the Batman.
It's the Batman.
It's not.
It's the funny Batman.
Not to take away from anybody else.
Yeah, must say it's okay. All Batman.
What's that word they call it when it's like that? Not cheeky, but
campy.
Correct.
Campy. Yes.
Exactly. There you go,
Roger. All Batman are welcome. In this party.
I wouldn't say they weren't. I wouldn't say they weren't. Not at all.
All right.
I like Batgirl.
What was her name?
Yvonne Craig.
Yeah, all right, don't go away. 8 o'clock.
Spring is here and summer's right around the corner, y'all. Are you ready to feel like your best again? Are you ready to have a great summer? Good news. Low T Centers extended their New Year's offers to give you that second chance. Look, if low energy, mood swings, weight gain, or low sex drive are holding you back, it's time to check your testosterone. And real talk, y'all, Low T Centers where it's at. You get TRT customized to your body, and it's more than likely covered by insurance. Their hormone health specialist will fine-tune